Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Token Trap: How Venture Capital's Betrayal Broke Crypto's Promise by Dana Love is an investigative finance-focused critique of the ICO era in cryptocurrency. It centers on the wave of token sales from roughly 2016 through 2022, a period often marketed as a way for everyday investors to access early-stage upside without relying on traditional Wall Street intermediaries. Love argues that this democratizing promise failed in practice, not only because of scams and hype, but because venture capital dynamics reasserted themselves inside crypto markets. Using a forensic angle that draws on public records and on-chain transaction evidence, the book examines how incentives, deal structure, and information advantages can tilt outcomes toward insiders, while retail buyers assume late-stage risk. Positioned as a cautionary account of financial innovation being absorbed by established power, it aims to help readers understand how token distribution, fundraising, and liquidity pathways can shape who actually benefits from crypto booms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the ICO promise versus the reality of who captured the upside. A central topic is the gap between how ICOs were sold to the public and how value often accrued in reality. ICO marketing framed token sales as an alternative to the traditional startup pipeline, suggesting that retail participants could get early exposure to transformative networks the way venture funds do in private rounds. The book challenges that narrative by focusing on how information, access, and timing tend to advantage professional insiders, when early allocations, preferential terms, and better liquidity options concentrate in the hands of sophisticated players. The public token buyer can end up entering after much of the risk-adjusted upside has already been claimed. Love emphasizes that the outcome is not only a matter of individual bad actors, but also of structure: who gets in first, at what price, with what lockups, and with what ability to exit. By treating ICOs as a financial mechanism rather than a purely technological breakthrough, the book encourages readers to evaluate token launches as distribution and incentive systems that determine whether democratization is real or rhetorical. Secondly, venture capital incentives transplanted into crypto markets. Another important topic is how venture capital behavior and incentives can shape crypto ecosystems, even when the stated goal is to bypass VC gatekeepers. The Token Trap argues that VCs, accustomed to extracting returns through staged financing and liquidity events, brought familiar playbooks into token markets. In traditional venture, outcomes depend heavily on preferential access and exit timing. And the book contends that similar dynamics can appear around token launches and exchange listings, rather than presenting venture capitalists as uniquely villainous. The book's critique is systemic: when a market rewards early entry and rapid liquidity, participants with deal access, networks, and negotiating leverage are positioned to benefit. Retail investors, meanwhile, may be exposed to volatile price discovery and narrative-driven pumps without comparable visibility into allocation, vesting, or sell pressure. This framing pushes readers to see crypto fundraising not as automatically fair because it is on-chain, but as susceptible to the same incentive conflicts that exist in older financial systems. Thirdly, forensic methods combining public records and on-chain traces. The book highlights a methodology oriented toward verification rather than vibes, using publicly available sources such as court records alongside blockchain transaction data to reconstruct how money moved and how claims matched reality. This approach matters because crypto is often discussed through social media narratives, selective screenshots, and promotional documents that are hard to audit. By contrast, court filings can clarify what parties asserted under legal scrutiny, and blockchain data can sometimes help corroborate flows, timing, and relationships between wallets and events. Love's emphasis on forensic reconstruction supports a broader, less incredible analysis of token booms, requires evidence that can be checked. Not only charisma and community storytelling, the book also implicitly models how readers can improve their own diligence. By looking for verifiable signals such as documented terms, observable transfers, and consistent timelines, even when full attribution is difficult, triangulating sources can reduce reliance on speculation and reveal incentive patterns that are otherwise obscure during periods of market euphoria. Fourthly, retail as exit liquidity and the mechanics of late-stage risk. A recurring theme is the idea that late-arriving buyers can become exit liquidity for earlier, better-positioned holders. In token markets, liquidity can appear quickly once tokens are listed, but that liquidity does not guarantee fairness. The Token Trap focuses attention on how token distribution, vesting schedules, insider allocations, and market narratives can create asymmetric outcomes if early stakeholders have lower cost basis and clearer routes to sell. they can offload into rising demand while public buyers take on the downside when height fades or supply unlocks accelerate. The book frames this not merely as a caution about fraud, but as a warning about structural disadvantage. A market can be functioning as designed and still be tilted toward insiders. For readers, the practical implication is to analyze who holds what when they can sell and what catalysts may drive short-term demand. The book encourages skepticism toward claims of community ownership when the distribution and liquidity pathways suggest otherwise. Lastly, crypto is financial innovation vulnerable to institutional capture beyond specific token launches. The book treats the ICO boom as a case study in how financial innovations can be absorbed by existing power structures. The original ideal of token fundraising was tied to decentralization and open participation. Yet Love argues that market structure and professional capital can still concentrate benefits, even in systems built on open code. This topic positions the ICO era alongside earlier episodes of financial exuberance, where novel instruments promised access and efficiency but ended up reinforcing familiar hierarchies. The implication is not that blockchain technology is irrelevant, but that technology alone does not determine outcomes. Governance, disclosure norms, market microstructure, and the incentives of dominant capital providers all shape whether a system remains open or becomes another venue for extraction. For readers interested in the future of crypto, the value of this argument is its focus on institutional dynamics. If new token models are to avoid repeating the ICO cycle, they must address allocation, transparency, and incentive alignment, rather than relying on decentralization as a marketing slogan. In conclusion, The Token Trap is best suited for readers who want a clear-eyed understanding of the ICO era and the ways crypto markets can reproduce the same incentive conflicts found in traditional finance. Crypto investors and builders can use it as a framework for thinking about token distribution, insider advantages, and the difference between a compelling technological story and a sustainable, fairly structured market. For financial professionals and policy-minded readers, the book offers a lens for discussing why disclosure, enforceable standards, and transparency mechanisms matter even when transactions occur on public blockchains. Its practical benefit is not a trading system, but a set of questions that sharpen diligence who got in early, on what terms, when can they exit, and what evidence supports the narrative. What helps the book stand out in the crowded crypto cautionary genre is its emphasis on verifiable sources and structural incentives rather than purely cultural critique or price. Chart hindsight. Instead of treating the ICO bust as an unavoidable accident, it frames it as a predictable outcome of misaligned incentives and unequal access, making it useful for anyone evaluating the next wave of token-based fundraising. If you would like to support Dana Love, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.